Well, thank the Lord, he's all to me too tonight. I'm just thinking, Brother Ed, talking about week going by so fast. I tell you, time is certainly passing by. I'm just thinking it was 2 weeks ago tonight we closed the meeting down in Louisiana. It don't seem like 2 weeks have got to by that quick. We'll be here in Oklahoma 2 weeks tomorrow. Out here tomorrow night. So as I've said before, we're all going somewhere, and we're going pretty fast too. If we're going to do anything, we need to do it. If we're going to get ready to meet the Lord, we need to do that too. So this is a purpose, our main purpose in the meeting, that we might get ready to meet God. Those that are not ready should get ready. Us that are ready, we need encouragement. We need strengthening. We need reviving. So I trust the Lord. Appreciate how the Lord has been blessing in the meeting. Yes. It's an encouragement when we can feel the presence of the Lord. I hate to go somewhere and have a meeting. I have to battle all the time, try to get a little anointing or a little blessing or feel some bondage or ties. I don't feel that here. I feel free here. With the Lord tonight. That makes me feel good. These are your prayers tonight as we look into the Word again. Sure thank the Lord how he's been blessing our voice to keep on preaching night after about 4 weeks now, I guess. So we're thankful for the Lord's care for us. Don't have any other desire but to continue to work for the Lord the rest of our days. Want to use what little time we got left, what little strength we have, and what little efforts or little ability we might have. We want to use it all for the Lord the rest of our days. Thinking about last night as we were talking about, son, give me your heart. Lord was pleading with us to give him our heart and our needs and our burdens and our problems and things. The Lord was asking last night that we give them to him. He invited us to come to him with all of our needs. Give me your heart, give me your life, give me your needs, whatever your need is, bring it, give it. Give it to me. I've been thinking today what happens to folks when they don't give the Lord, when they fail, when the Lord gives a call and the Lord gives an invitation to our soul and he points out our needs and he shows us what our need is, and then invites us to come and to give us an invitation and give us the invite that we need to come to him. And then I thought today, been thinking a little bit about, and I believe the scripture was quoted last night sometime during the service. I want to read here in the 95th Psalm a familiar text tonight. Said here in the 6th verse, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Well, that would be a good text right there, but then we're going to stop. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work, 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. I thought how the Lord talking here to these people, and then he had dealt with them and he had brought them out and he had showed all of his signs and all of his wondrous miracles to them, delivering with a mighty hand. But then he got over there and they stubbed up on him. And they began to draw back and they began to resist his invitation and his leadings and his leader and so forth. And then he come around and the prophet Solomon says here, oh, the Lord said, come and let us bow down before the Lord. Let us, you that are turning back, you that are resisting, you that are failing to listen, come, let us bow down before the Lord. And our main little thought is tonight, it said, hard if you hear his voice. Harden not your heart. If you hear his voice. I thought how the Lord is so wonderful to give us an invitation. As we said last night, behold, I stand at the door knock. Any man will open, I will come in and sup with him, and he with me. But I thought then how the Lord began to plead with these people here. How that after he had delivered them with a mighty hand, after he had brought them a long ways, then they began to draw back. Lord, help us tonight. Not only is it necessary that we hear the voice of the Lord and repent of our sins and yield our hearts to God, but you and I need to continue to hear the voice of the Lord all the way through. All the way through. All the way through. I believe we all acknowledge, most of us tonight, that if we want to get help from the Lord, if we want to get saved, that we'll have to come and bow down before the Lord. We'll have to come and humble our hearts to God. And we'll have to come and hear His voice and obey His word. Obey the call if we want to get the help we need if we want to get saved. Well, I want to say tonight that you and I tonight, we need to keep that up all the way down through our life journey. All the way in our walking with God, we must keep an open heart to God. We must stay in the same frame of mind that we was when we got saved. We must keep that thing. We must keep that humbleness of mind, that submission of His will, that obedience of the Spirit to the call and to the invitations of God. If we want to be successful and we want to finish our course and we want to make heaven our home, then we must continue right on to hear the voice of the Lord. We must continue right on to obey the call of God. And so these people hear the Lord comparing them to us today. And oh, it said, if you hear it, boy, today, if you hear today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. Oh, every time that we hear the voice of God, oh, He said, hear His voice and harden not your heart. And I believe it was mentioned last night that every time that we hear the voice of God and every time the Lord speaks to our soul and every time the Lord points out a need in our life and every time that we turn that away and every time we reject that call, it just hardens our heart a little more. And so tonight, I'd like for us all to keep a mind and a heart and an attitude of bowing down before the Lord. Oh, quick to hear. Didn't He say to be swift to hear and slow to speak? Oh, we need to be swift to hear tonight. We need to keep alert and keep our ears open. Take heed, He said, how you hear one place. Oh, take heed of what you hear. That's not one other place it says. And so tonight, let us all, keep open for the Lord. If He says, son, give me your heart. I like to think of this and just continued on from last night. And He said, son, if He says, son, give me your heart. Oh, let's be swift to hear tonight. If He said, daughter, give me your heart. Let's be swift to hear that. And if He called you and I to consecrate our life to Him, let's be swift to hear that tonight. And if He called me to make a deeper consecration, if He called me to make an adjustment in my life, life, if he called me to fix something in my life, oh, let's be swift to hear that thing. And that way, we can have the same victory that we got the night we got saved. All the way through, we can have that same victory. Never will I forget. I don't ever get tired talking about it. The night I got saved, I was the greatest experience in all my life. Was the greatest day in my life is the day that I got saved. Of all the years I've lived, 60 odd years and better, one day and all those years stand out above them all. And that is the 7th day of November in 1957. That stands out above every day if I've ever lived in this world. That's the most outstanding day that I've ever had in this world. But oh, thank God, the way that I mentioned last night, how the Lord spoke to my soul, son, give me your heart. He spoke to it, I said last night, but oh, just then, I never received that experience until I obeyed the call, until I made my move towards God, just hearing his voice, and yes, that didn't do enough, but oh, when I give heed to the call, that's when the thing happened then, when I stepped up that night and made my way to an old-fashioned altar prayer and bowed down before the Lord and humbled myself to God and asked the Lord, as I've said so many times before, Lord, if you can do anything for me, have mercy on me tonight. And the Lord did have mercy, praise God, and he saved my soul and gave me a new heart and a new life and a new outlook, praise God. But thank God tonight, there is a way that I can keep that. There's a way. There's no need for me to ever lose that what I got that night. There's no need for me to ever have to go and just do about. I can be blessed every day of my life just like I was that night. At least I can have the same victory that I got that night. And how am I going to do that? It's being willing to come and bow before the Lord and not harden my heart. How to hear his voice every day of my life. If I'll obey every day like I did that night, I'll always be able to have the victory. I'll always be able to be an overcomer. I'll always be able to have an experience like I started out with. Oh, so many folks make a start and never finish up. So many folks run well, he said. You did run well. Who did hinder you, he said one place. Oh, I've seen folks start out and make a good start for God. I've seen folks seem to get a good experience with the Lord. And oh, they'd run a little while, and then they'd back off, and then they'd quit, and then they'd become discouraged. Oh, I tell you how that happens tonight, since it's come to my mind just now. How that happens is that somewhere you're not listening, you're not hearing the voice of God. You're not giving heed to the call of God. Oh, there's no drawing back. We must continue to listen to the Lord. We must continue to keep the same. Oh, it said over there, what did it say? I remember thee. I remember thy when I was young and so forth. Well, maybe we ought to read that since it came to your mind in Jeremiah, that not I remember thee, said in the days when you trusted in me and so forth. Dale, your second chapter of Jeremiah. Oh, it said, go cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth. Oh, I remember when you were so young. I remember how innocent you were. Oh, God, help us tonight, how to keep that innocency all the way through, with a real innocency before God. The Lord said here, I remember it said thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thy spousal. Oh, how you loved me, how you reacted, how kind you were. I remember when you were just young in the Lord. I remember where you got first first got saved. Oh, you and I, I know we're supposed to grow in grace and grow in knowledge, but here's one thing that we need to maintain all the way through, bless God, is that same humbleness of mind, that same submission of will, that same repentance attitude that we spoke about already in the meeting. Oh, we need to hold on to that all the way. Oh, don't ever draw back. These people here, they cried out to God for 400 years. We're in bondage down here. We're serving hard taskmasters down here. Oh, come and get us out of this place. And they kept crying. And they kept crying out to God. And finally the Lord heard their cries and called a man and sent him down and brought a mighty deliverance to them and brought them out with a mighty hand and led them across, bless God, out into the place of it. Oh, they did. And the Bible said one place that these things happened. They're examples tonight. And so it was. Oh, I heard you. I heard your cry. I remember when you called on me. I remember when you I was praying. I remember when you was begging me how to deliver you. Oh, tonight, the Lord wants you and I continue right on. But oh, I said, harden not your heart if you hear his voice tonight. Don't be like those folks in the day of provocation. Don't do like they did. Oh, but keep right on coming on. And he said over there, if you, I brought you out, and they came out with a mighty hand. But oh, they done like a lot of folks do somewhere along the line. They quit listening to the call of God. They quit listening to the invitation to the Lord. Oh, that's why people backslide. That's why people harden their heart. That's why people lose out with God. That's why people have to struggle so hard. Somewhere or another, they lose something or another. And right along here, probably what it is. Oh, that reel. The night I got saved, every bit of my will was broken. It was all broken down. I was completely defeated. I was just completely surrendered to God. I believe everybody got to come to that place in their minds, in their hearts. Before God will ever save you, you're going to have to submit your will to God. You're going to have to give in to God and submit to you out of him. Oh, but this is the way that we can continue right on. And the Lord, when we come to God and we submit our will to him and we submit our ways to him and we humble our heart to him and we bow down before him and yield ourselves to him, oh, the Lord is right there always to save our soul. He's there to bring deliverance. He's there to loose you and set you free tonight. That's what he died for. That's what he came into the world for, that we might have life and we might have it more abundantly. And so it is tonight. That was his purpose in coming. And so it is tonight. I don't think any of us doubt that tonight. I believe everyone here tonight probably understand. And you know if you're not saved tonight, and you know if you would come here tonight and humble your heart, submit your will, break down and yield to God, I believe we know that God would save you tonight. You know that tonight. Everybody that has any understanding knows that. Oh, but that's the same attitude. That's the same way. That's the same mind. That's the same submissive, obedient, humble, give in, defeated, dependency. We've got to continue to keep that all the way through. Oh, we get hardened if we're not careful. And oh, we get in a place out of where we don't listen. And our ears get dull of hearing. And oh, the Lord, sometimes, he said one place, wasn't it? James said, they got to put bits in a horse's mouth to jerk them around. God don't want to do that. He don't want to deal with you and I like that. But he wants you and I to be in a position where we will yield to the very little touch of God, the very little invitation. The Lord wants us to be like that tonight. And so it is. He said here, I remember you. I remember thee. the kindness of thy youth, the love of thy spousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Here's a scripture that I don't even like to read sometimes. Israel was holiness unto the Lord, and the first fruits of his increase. I don't like to think about anybody being something they was. I don't want to be a was. I don't want to be a has-been. I don't like to hear say, so-and-so. So they used to have real victory. They used to have a good experience with the Lord. They once walked real close to God. They once was a real blessing to the congregation. They once was a real light and a real example. I don't like to hear that. I don't like that word at all. I'd rather hear say they are. They've been a blessing. They are a blessing, praise God. They've been had the victory, and they still got the victory. That's the best testimony. Testimony is denied. And so it is. How are we going to keep the victory? How are we going to walk with God? How are we going to be an overcomer? How are we going to get saved? How are we going to please the Lord? By keeping our hearts open and a tender spirit and a submissive will and a quick to hear. Speak to the Lord. May the Lord help us tonight. If you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Don't let your heart harden. Don't turn his voice away. If he says, son, give me your heart, don't turn it away. If he says, son or daughter, consecrate your life to me, don't turn it down. If he says, as I said a while ago, a cause for something that you're holding on to, something you got on hand, for some attitude, or some whatever it might be that you got on hand, and the Lord calls for that thing, yes, Lord, praise God. This is victory tonight. This is victory tonight. This is the same kind of victory that you got when you got saved, praise the Lord. This is the same kind of victory that you got when you got sanctified. This is the same kind of victory all the way through. The same kind of victory. It comes the very same way that we got saved. We can keep saved, praise the Lord, tonight. These folks here, they didn't do that. They didn't follow on through. The greatest majority of them. What was it? 600,000 men besides the women and children went out of Egypt with a mixed multitude. With all of that number, there was only two that ever got over into the Canaan land from 20 years old up. Think about that tonight. All the rest of them hardened their heart. All the rest of them rejected. All the rest of them refused to follow on through. Refused to carry out and to obey God, and they hardened their heart and resisted, and so it was tonight. But that's an example that you and I don't want to follow tonight. But that is the very thing that'll happen to us. If you hear his voice, and my little thought I'm trying to hold on to is, what happens to us when we fail to hear, when we fail to obey, when we fail to heed, give heed to the call. Where happens then? Where do we go to? What takes place? Let me read about a man over here in 2 Chronicles, I believe it is, over here, maybe about the 36th chapter, isn't it? The 11th verse here. It says in the 11th verse, Zedekiah was 1 and 20, he was 1 and 20 years old when he began to reign. Here's another young man we're talking about. And he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord his God. He done something that was evil in the sight of the Lord. He disobeyed. Something another he did was evil in the sight of the Lord. Listen to us tonight. But here's the sad part about it. And he said he humbled not himself. That's where he got in trouble right there. He got in trouble. God would have been freely to give him, forgive him. God would, he'd set him in there. He was the king and he was reigning there. But he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. The very, let's you and I tonight, everyone, as soon as we recognize lives, that we've done anything that's evil, anything that's contrary to God's way and God's will, any words, any deeds, anything, let's be quick to adjust that thing. Here was a young man that was reigning. Here was a young man that was started out, and he done that was evil. It said in the sight of the Lord, and humbled not himself before Jeremiah the prophet. Oh, speaking from the mouth of the Lord. Oh, we get in trouble right here if we're not very careful. We'll get in real trouble before we will not hear. I'm going to get mine from the Lord, somebody says. Well, here's a man that got in trouble with the Lord because he wouldn't hear the prophet who was speaking from the mouth of the Lord. And so it is tonight. We must be humble to one another, submissive to one another. Oh, we must take heed of what the prophet has to say too. And so it is tonight. If he's speaking from the Lord, there's a lot of folks ain't speaking from the Lord, but bless God tonight, if it's speaking from the Lord, we better take heed to that thing tonight. Let's don't harden our heart. Let's don't get stiff. Let's don't get in a state of mind out of where I'm going to resist in any way. But listen what he said. Yeah, Jeremiah from the mouth of the Lord. And oh, he also rebelled against the king, Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him swear by God. But oh, he stiffened his neck, and he hardened his heart. Here was a man getting in real trouble now. Here was a man that set up his own, and he stood stiff, and he would not listen, would not hear the voice of God, would not listen to the prophet, would not listen to the king. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. Oh, God, help us tonight. We'll never be able to stay right that way. We'll never get in trouble with the Lord. If we ever get in that condition, we're getting in trouble with the Lord. We must keep the same. This is a little thought that's lingering with me tonight. Oh, we must keep a childlike experience. We must keep that childlike humility, that childlike dependency. Oh, I remember when you were young. I remember how you relied on me. I remember how you trusted me. I remember how you obeyed me. Oh, the Lord wants you and I to stay that way. If we live 100 years, if we preach 50 years, God wants us to still be like a little child. Didn't it say somewhere something about it? Oh, I don't know what that says. It may live 100 years, but still as children or something along that line. So it is tonight. If we live to be 100 years old, we need to stay childlike in our spirit, childlike in our attitude. Oh, except you become, humble yourself and become as a little child. He said you'll no wise enter in unto the kingdom of God. Oh, we may live to be 100 years old, but we're going to have to stay childlike before God. We're going to have to keep that childlike dependency on God. Oh, that little baby, it just leaned on his parents. It just leaned on his mother. Leaned on his father. It can't help itself. So dependency. Oh, the Lord wants you and I to stay that away. Stay that away. All the way through, bless God. And so it will tonight. Oh, I'm talking about victory tonight. I'm talking about being able to please God tonight. I'm talking about how you can be saved tonight. How you can be blessed tonight, how you can keep the victory tonight. Well, that sounds like a pretty good message, don't it? All that's included tonight. Here's the answer to the whole thing tonight. Oh, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. If he says, son, give me your heart, don't you turn that away. Don't you keep it back. If he says, son or daughter, give me your body, don't you draw back on that thing. Oh, like I said different times already, whatever he calls for in my life, I want to be swift to hear and slow to speak. I don't want to make no excuses. I want to have a yes, Lord. I want to have an amen. I like to have just to hear folks. I try to get them at the altar when they're seeking help from the Lord. Oh, just try to impress upon them some way. If you can just say amen way down inside here. Yes, Lord. Pray, amen. Thy will be done. Oh, that always brings the victory, praise the God. That always, if you can get them to say that at the altar, if they're trying to get saved, if they're trying to make a consecration, if you can ever get them to say one big amen from the very bottom of their soul and just let it roar out, come out from the bottom right out to the top, pray their countenance will change and all doubts will be gone away and they'll get up with victory, praise God. I've seen it happen time and time again. But oh, I've also seen him stub up. I've seen him buck up against something another. I've seen him not be willing to turn something loose or lay something down or give something up. And that's as far as they went right there. But oh, when that will is broken and when that submission is made and when that amen is come from the very bottom of their soul, I'll tell you, victory comes, and victory will come all the way through if we'll keep that in mind tonight. Listen what happens now. What happens now when we don't listen? That's our thought tonight. What happens when we don't listen? If you hear, harden not your heart. Oh, it said, and he rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him swear by God. But he stiffened his neck, and he hardened his heart from turning unto the Lord God of Israel. Oh, he got stiff. I tell you, there's no place in the child of God to get stiff. There just ain't no room in the kingdom of God for stiff people. There just ain't no room. They won't fit. This church is a pliable church. This church didn't we mention one night already about that ball of clay? You know, he said, house of Israel, cannot I do unto you as this fellow does unto this ball of clay? I tell you, the Lord, I've heard it said, an expression made, that these people that work this clay, sometimes it'll get stiff, and sometimes it'll get hard. Oh, and they'll just lay it down on something and take a hammer and just beat it real good to soften it up. Oh, you reckon sometimes that ain't what the Lord has to do sometimes? Us folks maybe lay us on that old block and hammer us out real good. We get a little too stiff. We get a little too starchy. We get a little too self-esteem. A little too much self-dependency. And the Lord will just lay us on that old block and he'll lay the hammer on. People. Oh, yes. Who was it? Job said, maybe he maketh my heart soft. Oh, God wants you and I to be soft tonight. He wants us to be just like that clay. Oh, house of Israel, cannot I make do with you as this fellow doing with that clay? Just fix us any way he wants us. Place us any place he wants to place us. Oh, just fix us in any mold that he wants us to be. That's what God's calling for tonight. I'm going to make this statement again. Hadn't thought about it like that. But there just ain't no room in the church of God for stiff folks. There just ain't no room for them. People that get stubborn and people who get self-willed and people who demand their own way. There just ain't no room in that place. Oh, it'll just stick out like a sore thumb. It'll just disrupt everything. It'll just break up the whole thing. Oh, come. Let us bow down before the Lord and hear his voice tonight. Oh, may the Lord help us tonight to be pliable in the hands of God. Oh, can I just take you and fix you the way I want you to be? Oh, may the Lord help us tonight to be soft, to be pliable. Oh, be swift to hear and slow to speak. Dear old Brother McCoy, that was one of his favorite scriptures. He used to quote so much. Be swift to hear, slow to speak. Oh, praise God. That'd save a lot of problems, wouldn't it? That'd save a lot of trouble if some folks wouldn't talk so much and listen a little more. Oh, that would save a lot of heartaches, a lot of destructions, a lot of problems if some folks would be quick to listen and slow to speak. Let your words be few. I tell you tonight, that used to be here, old Brother McCoy's theme line. He just believed in praying about the thing. He just believed in just letting God have his way in the thing. And so it is tonight. May the Lord bless our hearts tonight. I went on to say here, But he stiffened his neck and hardened his heart and turned from unto the Lord God of Israel. Moreover, all the chief of the priests and the people transgressed very much after all the abomination of heathen. Oh, listen what happens here. It not only affected this king, but some other folks got in trouble too. Oh, it caused other folks to turn away too. It caused other folks to be affected. Didn't I tell you a moment ago that this is what happened? When somebody will not listen, somebody will not hear, somebody will not be tribal, somebody will not be submissive. Oh, it not only affects me, but it affects other folks too. It just affects other folks too. Because this man wouldn't humble himself, because he hardened his heart and refused to listen to the prophet and refused to listen to the king, taking his own way in the matter, I tell you, it caused other people to be affected. Moreover, all the chief of the priest and the people transgressed. I called people to transgress too. It just done everything. God help us tonight. Somebody's watching us. Our children looking on. Yes, they are. When daddy won't humble some mother, I tell you, children know about that. When life mercy, when folks see folks that are still, oh, may the Lord help us tonight. Didn't know we're going to talk about that at all. But the Bible did say here, they stiffened their neck and hardened their hearts. And it said, moreover, the people transgressed very much after all the abomination he did. And they polluted the house of the Lord, which he had hallowed in Jerusalem. And the Lord God of their fathers sent unto them his messengers, rising up betimes and sending, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. Oh, I marvel tonight how long-suffering God is. I've always, this has always been a mystery to me. It's something or another I've never been able to fathom out, how God deals with us with so much compassion, so long suffering with us. And even after this fellow had done all of this and called the priest and the people and others to transgress, still the Lord was lingering on and sent his prophet time and time again. He'd send him help, call after, speak to them, invite them, entice them. Oh, the Lord's still doing that today. That's what the meeting's about. That's what the preachers are preaching about. That's what the invitation is about. It's God speaking to your soul tonight, inviting you that have gone astray, you that have hardened your heart, you that have rejected the call of God. This is what the meeting's about. Calling you, son, give me your heart. Come home, as the song said, a poor sinner. Oh, come home. That's the invitation tonight. That's God's invitation. That's God's call. Humble yourself. Submit yourself. Listen to his voice. That's his call tonight. But listen to this man here. It said he went on. And it said, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place, but they mocked the messengers of God. I want to tell you, young folks tonight, and old middle-aged folks and all of us, it's not a good, safe thing to sit in a meeting like this and not pay any attention. That's not good. Oh, it ain't good tonight when God is so present. And I'm not saying this because I've been here, but I felt God's presence in these meetings. I felt the presence of God. I've been around the Lord long enough. I don't know when God's around and when he's not around. The Lord has been in these meetings, and the Lord has been here to bless his word and to send it out. I marvel what the Lord is doing. I don't have the ability. My voice don't hold up like it has been. I get hoarse when I preach too much, and I get tired. I get weary in body. But bless God, I feel stronger than I did when the meeting started. I know the Lord's here in this place, and so it is tonight. Young folks, don't be talking back and forth when the word is going out. When the invitation is coming, don't be lighthearted. It's not good. God's with that. It displeases the Lord, and so it is tonight. Hear his voice, give attention, listen, and take heed, weigh it out, get serious. Lord brought a message up to Guthrie somewhere last week about thinking. Oh, thinking right. We need to think right tonight. We need to even think about our condition and get serious about it. Listen what he says here. And the Lord God of their fathers sent unto them messengers rising up. But he said they mocked the messengers of God and despised his words, misused his prophets, until the wrath of the Lord rose against his people till there was no remedy. I'll tell you, that's a bad shape to get in, isn't it? They kept on hardening their heart, kept on failing to listen, failing to hear, failing to obey. Until there was no other way. There was no remedy left. He said they just went on and turned down the messengers, turned down the prophet, turned down the king, turned down the invitation, rode over the Lord, despised his way, hardened their heart, resisted Moses, resisted the call of God, until they hardened their heart, until they was such a way, till there was no remedy left, bless God. Oh, if you won't hear, what was it just there? Another rich man, when he was over there in hell, and he found out he could never get out. And he found out there was a great a barrier between them. God fix him. Oh, go back, he said, and tell my brothers not to come to this place. Oh, but he said, this spoke was said, oh, they have Moses and the prophet. Hear ye them. Oh, but he said, they would hear if one went from the dead. Oh, I don't believe it tonight. If you won't hear the prophet, if you won't hear the voice of the invitation, you wouldn't hear Jesus himself tonight. But harden not your heart. Don't resist the Spirit of God. Don't turn away the voice of God. Oh, be swift to hear tonight. Listen to what he's saying to you. Pay attention tonight. And if you find there's one little thing, and I'm still hungry up on this thought that I didn't even have when I got up here tonight, and that is keeping what we started with. Oh, keeping the same attitude, keeping the same spirit of submitting, of humbling, of surrendering, of giving up whatever the Lord calls. Oh, praise God. There's a scripture in Philippians that reads like that, but I just can't get it right now. But anyway, it tells you and I to continue right on in this same way that we started, and therefore that'll solve every problem. That'll keep everything and keep you with victory tonight. That'll keep you and give you an assurance of a home in heaven. Praise God. I don't know of a better way to live than to live the way I got saved. If I can keep myself in subjection and keep my body and my mind and my ways and my thoughts, if I can bring it into the place that it came in that night, I'll always be all right. Praise God. I'll always be in a good shape. If I can be in the same frame of mind that I was that night I walked up that aisle and give my heart to God and yielded myself unto the Lord and surrendered all to God. Oh, praise God. If I can just keep that, I'll be all right on the way till I die. Till I leave this old world, I'll have the victory I got that night. Isn't that a wonderful thought tonight? Oh, the very same way. That's rich, isn't it, tonight? The very same way that we got saved, we can keep saved. The very same attitude, the very same spirit, the same defeated, all the surrendered, the given up, will take us on through. Praise the Lord tonight. So tonight, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. If the Lord speaks to your soul, don't you turn it away. Don't do that tonight. Let me plead with you tonight, not to give your heart to the Lord, or surrender your, dedicate your life to God. Whatever the Lord speaks to you about, you be quick to do that. Praise God. And oh, you can just go right on being blessed, having the victory, being able to overcome, being able to fight, the good fight of faith. So tonight, may the Lord help us tonight. Oh, he giveth me. Job said he maketh my heart soft tonight. Oh, I wish the Lord that the Lord could touch our souls. Oh, I'm amazed. In this day and age we're living in, and I've seen it changing over the years. It seems like our children, even our little young ones, get so hard-hearted so soon. It's a marvel how I've seen some and dealt with some over the country just in their early teens. Oh, maybe 12, 13 years old, and just so hard-hearted. They just build up a resistance against society. This old rebellious spirit that was turned loose about 20 years ago is still in the world today. It's a rampaging all around the palace, and it comes right around home, right around the camp of the saints. And oh, a marvel how it gets into our children. Oh, didn't it say something about stubbornness? What did it say? It's born in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it far from it. Tell you the time, since we're going to add a little something right here, the time to try to start straightening that little child up is when it's real small. When you see that stubborn streak in it, you better get to work on that thing right now, because if you lie to go, lie to have its way, lie to do whatever it wants to do, you tell you when it gets a little bigger, you're going to have a problem. And not only are you going to have a problem, but God's going to have a problem too, trying to deal with that soul. But like I said, I am amazed how hard that children, even young, young people can get so hard and so rebellious against their parents, against God, against society. Oh, just build up a real resistance. Don't you know it's hard for the Lord to break through that thing? Oh, may the Lord help us tonight to break down every barrier. And you and I, as the older ones, I can set a good example before them. Oh, yes, we can have a help to them. If they see you and I willing, oh, if they see us with a soft heart, they see us with a tender spirit, they see us a loving and submitting one to another, I tell you, it affects the children too. Yes, it will. Praise God tonight. I pray the Lord to help us tonight. Oh, may God, it said over there, if you hear it, boys, harden not your heart. Don't harden your heart tonight. Oh, Job said, one place the scripture said, who has hardened his heart and prospered? Who has? Who's hardened his prophet? That would be another thought altogether. But who? You just think about it tonight. Do you know anybody who has just hardened their heart and stiffened their neck and just stood up against authority, against God, against the minister, against the church, against the teachings of the saints? Do you know anybody that's done that and prospered? I don't know anybody tonight. Everybody that I know personally have done that is somewhere off in a little click, and their lives are all confused and they're all mixed up and they don't know where they stand, and they've got in a spiritual slumber, and the God of this world had blinded their mind and they're so deceived, some of them, that they don't realize where they're at tonight. Oh, the saddest condition is to get in a place out of where there's no remedy. That's thought, isn't it? That's a terrible thought tonight. But where are they at tonight? Where do they go to when they won't hear the voice of the Lord? I'll tell you where they can do. They can come right in amongst the church and sit there, and the word of God have no effect on them at all. They sit right there and just as saved as you are, and their lives don't bear the fruit out. Oh, God, help us tonight. Listen to the voice of God. Listen to the prophet. Listen to the invitation. Keep your heart open tonight. Young people, backsliders, sinners, saved people, young and old, all of us, keep our hearts open to God tonight. Keep a listening ear tonight. Oh, don't harden your heart tonight. You can get yourself in a terrible condition. You can get yourself in a place where you can fall in. Didn't the Bible say, James said that, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Listen to the word of God. And when you hear the call, when you hear the invitation, if it comes through the Spirit or it comes through the word, somebody said, well, God didn't talk to me last night. Well, I'll tell you, if you was here last night, the Lord talked to you. Yes, he did. If you would hear last night and you had a need in your soul, God spoke to you right out of his word, and he said, son, give me your heart. That was God speaking to you, and this is God speaking to you tonight out of his word. Somebody said, well, I don't know, I just don't feel, I don't feel anything, I don't feel God dealing with my soul, I don't feel like I need this. But bless God tonight, if anything has been said out of the word tonight has showed you where you're at and you're coming short on that thing, God just spoke to you. He just spoke to you. That was him speaking to you tonight. That wasn't Brother Salmon. That was the Lord speaking to your soul tonight. If you're resisting God, if you're hardening your heart, if you're resisting the invitation of the word of God, if you become stiff, if you become hardened, if you become rebellious, the word of the Lord tonight is telling you what your condition you're headed for. It's telling you where you're going to get to. You can put yourself in a position like the little young king did back there. What was he, 21 when he started? Reigned 11 years. Yes, a young man, 32 years old. From what we would think there, just a young man in his early 30s had hardened his heart till there was no remedy for him. Till there was no remedy. Did you think about that tonight? Think about that. A young man, just a young man in his early 30s, had turned God down, his prophet down, the invitation down, the king down, and everybody down, till there was no remedy left for him tonight. Terrible thought, isn't it, tonight? Oh, let us hear. Listen. Listen. Listen tonight. Don't turn God away. Don't turn his spirit away. I've seen some folks right in this meeting turning the Lord down. I've seen people sit right in this meeting under conviction and didn't come and get the help they need in the meeting. I've seen them doing that up Guthrie. I've seen that doing down Louisiana. I've seen that in all these meetings I've been in. I've seen them doing that very thing. God help us tonight. You're not turning me down. You're not turning these preachers down. You're turning the Lord down. You're hardening your heart. You're resisting God. And you're turning away the only avenue that God has to work through. If you can't work through his word and through his spirit, that's what that, I like to think about over there where he said, there in the Hebrews said, kill him, you know, wasn't nothing left. You know, they turned God down, they just, there was nothing left. I like that. I like to think that's what that means there in the sixth chapter of Hebrews. When you turn down God and his spirit, his word, there's nothing else left. There's no remedy. There's no hope for your soul. There's no hope of you ever going to heaven if you turn down God's word and you turn down his spirit. There's no other way. That is blasphemy. That's putting yourself to where there's no remedy. There is no other remedy. If you won't hear God, if you won't hear God, there's no remedy. There's no other way made. No other way made whereby men shall be saved. No other plan. No other way to you and I to get saved. And there's no other way to live for God but what we've said tonight. That's the only way you can ever keep the victory. You'll have to keep the victory the same way you got the victory. That's how you'll have to keep it tonight. If you get stiff, you get stubborn.
I got your verse.
Okay, read.
Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained,
let us walk by the same route. Amen. Where we've already attained, how we got it.
Let us mind the same thing.
Let us mind how we got it. Let's continue right on in it. Amen. And mind the same thing. Praise God. The night I finally broke down, and the Lord had been resisting God for 7 years, and off and on for more longer than that, but especially 7 years, and then especially the last 3 years. I'd been resisting God. I was ignorant. I didn't have the opportunity most of you folks have tonight. I didn't hear the truth. Didn't go to me like a lot of you folks do. But God still dealt with my soul, and I knew it was God. But oh, praise God tonight. I remember well when the brother Abbott got up. He was holding a meeting there. I was in terrible, terrible condition. Poor brother Abbott, he stepped out there in front of the bench. And he said, I've done all I know to do. I don't know. I've done everything I know to do. I've said everything I know to say. I'll tell you, when he said that, it didn't sound like Brother Abbott to me. It sounded like God. Well, I believe it was God. I believe it was God. He broke me down on my bed till my bones stuck out. I'd been in the hospital and all. You heard all that. My wife was homesick in the bed. Two of my children were homesick in the bed. And I was a sick too. I was sin sick. God said, I've done all that I know to do. I'll tell you, I don't know. I don't like, I've said this a lot of times, but I believe I'm not afraid to say it. I often wonder if I'd have went home that night. I don't know. I might have never been saved. I might have never, because the Lord spoke through that preacher and he said, I've done all I know to do. I've said everything I know what to say. And I'll tell you, when that struck home to me that God said that, I was sitting back there about two-thirds of the way back. I stepped right out in that aisle. And that one step was all I had to make, just that one step. When I stepped that broke it right there. I'd been a man who was stiff. I wouldn't even bow down and have prayer with my wife and children when they'd say their little goodnight prayers. I wouldn't bow on my knees. Praise God. God broke me down. He got that hammer out. Began to soften me up. But when I made that step out in that aisle, oh, praise God. That was the best step I ever made in my life. Oh, the rest of them up to that altar was easy from there on out. That was it. That was it. Praise God. I remember one time seeing a woman get saved walking across the floor. You know, when we submit, that's when it happens. That's when it happens. We sat there and she was under conviction in the meeting, and wife and I took her home, her and the children, what it was. We were in the house and talking with her, and she's sitting over there in the corner in the chair, we sitting on the couch. I talking to her about getting saved. And oh, she making an excuse, my husband ain't saved, and I couldn't live it. And I wouldn't let her, I wouldn't give her no relief at all. I just held it right on her. That's no excuse. I said, what you ought to do is get right up out of that chair, walk right over here to this couch and bow down and give your heart to God. Well, that's something more to that effect. Well, she'd resist and she'd draw back. We kept pleading and talking to her. Finally, she just got up out of that chair and she said, I'll do it. I'll do it. And you know the Lord saved that woman walking across the floor. I tell you tonight, folks, this thing will work.
Yes,
it'll work.
Thank the Lord.
But it's when we go down. I quit. I surrender. I give up. Then the Lord will save us right there. Save us. We can do the same thing getting sanctified. We got to do the same thing get sanctified. Get the Holy Spirit in our life. Down we go. All stiffness, all resistance, all self-will, all what I want, how I want it, how it's got to be. Not my will, Lord. Didn't Jesus set that example for us? Not my will, but thy will. Praise God. And what I tried to say, since the Lord brought us to our mind, is, Brother read the scripture here, send you right in that same attitude. That same humbleness of spirit, that same submissiveness, that same softness. Oh, the Lord wants His saints to be soft.
Yes, amen.
He wants us to be strong in the Lord, but soft in our will. Submissive to God. Let us tonight come and bow before the Lord. You tonight that have been putting Him off. You tonight that's trying to talk off conviction. And you tonight is trying to think of something else. Come and bow before the Lord tonight. Submit yourself to Him. Give in. Let God bless you tonight. And you and us folks that are saved tonight Or do we still have what we had when we started? Do we still have the same attitude, the same mind? Do we love the truth? Do we love the church? Do we love the saints? Do we love God? Do we love His way, His will? Or have we lost something somewhere? Have we hardened our heart? Have we resisted God until we've grown hard? Till we've grown a crust, seared our conscience? Got in a place where we don't know whether God's talking to me or not. Don't know whether it's God or the devil. Oh, when you get to the place you don't know whether it's the Lord or the devil, you're getting already in a condition, a bad condition. So nobody's able to that's what I'm trying to say. Speak it like God can speak it. Tonight, how are we all tonight? How's all of us? You still in that young, innocent, submissive, childlike stage tonight? Or have you stiffened up? Have you built up some kind of a resistance in your own mind, in your own heart? Oh, just break it down. Paul said, I bring my body into subjection. Let us stand the same.
439.
You're here tonight, need something from the Lord. Come and bow before God tonight. Don't harden your heart. Hear His voice. Listen to Him, what He's saying to you tonight. And then I can say, you say, well, He's not dealing with me. Well, He's been talking to you here for an hour. For almost an hour, the Lord's been talking to you. So if any of this tonight has showed you where you're at, and that's the Lord bringing it out to you tonight. Come and pray tonight.